Welcome to the Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey.
Built by Bar Lumber. Go where the builders go.
When it comes to big or small projects around the home, Tony and Corey have the know-how and the answers to make your life just a bit easier. Here they are, the hosts of Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show, Tony and Corey.
Hey, good day.
Good, beautiful, sunny, gorgeous, wonderful weekend Saturday.
That's right.
So many descriptive words you could use to describe this day, which is gorgeous. Especially gorgeous for us, because we are out of the studio, where we would normally be, and we are in Bend. We're in Bend, Oregon, live in Bend at the Bend Home and Garden Show, the Bend Expo Center.
The Spring Home and Garden Show.
Spring Home and Garden Show, that's right. And it is gorgeous outside. Beautiful and sunny and warm, and what an amazing day to have a home show.
Yeah, if you're anywhere in the Bend area, you should come over here. It's free parking, free admittance.
Yeah, free admission.
And we just took a stroll through the...
this guy just walked by and said, and there's a bunch of handsome guys here.
Yeah, so, we just took a stroll through the main thoroughfare there, and they're giving away snacks and candy at every one. So
if you're
on a diet, stay home. I tell you.
Well, there's definitely lots of things to try, but not just consumables. A lady walked by here a few minutes ago and said, "Would you guys like to feel the softest carpet in the world?" And of course, Corey and I both reached up, and it was extremely soft. It was the softest carpet I've ever felt. I guess I can't speak confidently that it was the softest in the world because I haven't touched all the carpet manufactured
in the world.
Right, in the world. But it is extremely soft.
I consider myself a connoisseur of carpets.
Do you?
And I will say that was the softest carpet I have ever felt in my life.
Yeah, so there's if you want to come and have some candy or feel soft carpet, then this is the place to be, right here at the Bend Spring Home and Garden Show.
Wait, the carpet's right there.
At the Expo Center. Oh, it is right here.
She left it here. So you could have an opportunity just to walk in.
And feel the softest carpet in the world. Arguably the softest carpet in the world.
I would use that as a pillow.
We might
maybe
have to try
a blanket.
That. You know, we should have ran some of this down the stairs before we went there.
Oh, man. Don't slide down long stairs unless you have very good balance is all I'm going to say.
Okay, so anyways, we are going to be talking. We got an exciting show for you today. We're going to be talking to Pete Slade with TimberTech Decking. We're going to talk about composite decking. We're talking about cap composite decking. We're going to talk about all PVC decking.
There's a new line of decking, and the manufacturing process has totally changed. And there's a lot of exciting new products within the TimberTech family of products that are very, very good.
Absolutely.
He's going to explain all of those.
We're going to talk about that today. We're going to also talk to a local Bend decking contractor.
His name is Ryan LeBlanc.
That's right, LeBlanc Decks. And we'll be able to talk about the practical side of installing decking and how to maintain decking and how to choose the right kind of decking. So we'll be talking to a contractor and getting some of his insight. And so these are some of the things we're going to be doing today. But we'll also be talking about some of the products that are here and able to be seen at the home show. Again, we are at the Bend Spring Home and Garden Show at the Expo Center.
Yeah, we're at 3800 Southwest Airport Way. If you live in the Bend area, you probably know where it is.
And if you don't live in the Bend area, it's probably too late for you to make it here. Although they are open again tomorrow. Today and tomorrow.
Saturday and Sunday.
Very cool.
But if you're listening to us on Sunday, like some of you,
yeah,
then it's too late anyway.
That's absolutely correct.
All right, so what else? We're giving away a Traeger.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, KBND, 1110 KBND is giving away a Traeger. So if you're coming to Bend here, you can sign up to win a Traeger that they'll be giving away on Monday,
yep,
right on their radio station. Right,
yeah,
on the
you gotta tune in to listen, and then when you tune in, you
have 30 seconds.
Yeah.
No, 30 minutes.
30
you
minutes.
Have 30 seconds to call back. No. 30 minutes. You'll have, if your name is called, you'll have 30 minutes to call in and claim your prize. If you don't call in and claim your prize, I guess they take another name out of the hat. So there's lots of opportunities to win there, I feel. And you agree with that?
I totally agree with that.
Corey's...
I was trying to take a picture of your cool guy glasses.
Oh, I see. I should take my glasses off so Corey doesn't get distracted when we're...
Yes. All right, so, once again, the Bend Home and Garden Spring Home and Garden Show. It's open from 10 to 6 today, Saturday.
Free admission, free parking. And if you come in the front doors of the building where all the indoor booths are, Corey and I are right at the front. You cannot miss us until we're gone.
Yeah, then, we're in the Hooker Creek Arena.
The Hooker Creek Arena.
That's what I said.
That's what it's called. Okay.
All right, so the other things we got on the show.
Yeah.
Todd Brenton's coming out at 11.
Yes, that's right.
He's going to be telling us what he's catching and where he's catching.
Hunting and fishing minute with Todd Brenton. It's always longer than a minute.
Yeah, I think he was going to talk about hunting turkeys this time.
Oh, that's right. He did mention that. That's exciting, actually. I'm looking forward to that.
And who else?
Penelope Ann Miller. Yes. Organize me, Penelope.
We've got Penelope coming on later in the show.
Penelope's going to be on and give us our organizing tip of the week. And she is always very upbeat and has amazing suggestions for organizing both your body and soul and your space.
She's very holistic.
Yes, she is. She has amazing advice. And every time we hang up the phone with her, I'm smiling. And
this
I can't stop smiling. So I love talking to Penelope. So we'll be on with Penelope today.
Speaking of Penelope, if you want to go and hear about some of the things that she does, you can go onto the PAR website. If you go to PAR.com.
Yeah.
PARR.com.
Yep.
Click on the Weekend Warriors link, and you'll see our blog to the right. And Penelope sends me every week, or every other week, we do this every other week, a blog entry. And it's all about steps you can take in your life to make yourself more organized. So she has taken it upon herself to do that. And I post it up there every week.
That's right. Step number one was awareness, right?
Right.
Awareness. I remember that. So understanding your situation and deciding that it's something that needs to be addressed. Step number two.
Choices.
Now that we have awareness, it's possible. Yes, we have to make the right choices.
That's right.
You have to choose to get up from your couch and do something, whatever that might be. So she covers these topics broadly, and she says, look, first you need to be aware, then you need to make a choice. And you know what? Step three is today, and I can't wait to hear what it is.
Yeah, she actually already sent it to me, but I'm not going to.
Don't spoil it. No spoiler alert. Also, we'll be talking to Dave Schuster, who is in the real estate industry, and we'll be talking about what's going on in the market and what's going on in real estate. So that will be another important little piece of information that will be helpful to us. So we have got a busy show without a doubt. And I am having, I tell you, I'm having the hardest time this morning keeping Corey's attention.
Sorry.
So since Corey won't pay attention, we're going to take a quick break. I'm kidding, Corey. I'm kidding. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more at the Bend Spring Home and Garden Show. You're listening to Tony and Corey, your Weekend Warriors.
Listening to Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey, built by PAR Lumber. Now, here's Tony and Corey.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. Thanks for staying tuned. Tony and I are live at the Bend Spring Home and Garden Show at the Deschutes County Fairgrounds in Bend, Oregon.
That's right.
And we've got a special guest on right now.
We have a special guest for you right now.
We're talking with...
I'm sorry.
Our coffee is on the way.
The buildup is just funny to me. I'm going to tell this funny story because I think this is really funny. About 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, you know that Corey and I are nerds, right? And we're Facebook nerds also.
Mostly.
We're desperately trying to grow our likes on Facebook. We love Facebook. That's www.facebook.com/WWHomeshow or go to par.com, click on our faces, and choose our Facebook link. Okay, so this is what we say all the time.
Yes.
Because we're trying to grow our Facebook page. Well, it's still very young in its infancy, and we only have 170, I don't know, what, one likes now? This one, 174. So we look at it every day, and we're posting things, and we're thinking, what can we do to make people like our page? Because we want our page to hit, we want it to hit a
10 million.
Yeah, whatever.
Something.
But we'll be happy right now with 500. Or actually, all we want to do is get our page to a place where we can call it a benchmark. I mean, one was a benchmark, and that was good. Now, I think we're thinking like 500 or 1,000. That's a pretty good benchmark. So we're always doing this. Okay, so a couple of weeks ago, or maybe 3 weeks ago, a guy liked our page, right? A guy that we didn't either one know.
Right.
And he was in, he had been painting, right? And so he was in an all-white paint suit, right? And he had a paint mask on his face, and all you could see was his eyes, right? He looked like a ninja, in like a white ninja, you know?
Yeah.
Except he wasn't wearing like ninja clothes. He was just a paint. He was just painting. Anyways, but he was doing this little pose, which was really funny. If you want to see this picture, which is extremely funny, go to our Facebook page and look at it. Very awesome. Ryan LeBlanc. Well, so here we saw that, and we talked about it. We joked with the guy over Facebook, and then we moved on. Here we are 3 weeks later. We're in Bend, and guess what? Ryan LeBlanc is a decking contractor in Bend, and he's going to be on our show. He was approached by one of our promoters to be on the show, and he's like, I know those guys. I like the Weekend Warriors. And she was, I'm sure, taken aback. You've heard of the Weekend Warriors. And he's like, yeah, I like that show. So it turns out we made
besides Tony's mom, we have at least one other
fate
listener.
Made a connection for us. And so now Ryan LeBlanc is going to be on the show. So, Ryan, you're with us. How you doing?
I'm so happy to be here.
I'm not sure your volume's up there.
Only because I can't hear you through my – say it again.
Can you hear me now?
No. He actually –
his mic's not on.
He actually is here. And,
he's here. You can share my mic.
Now the people are thinking, the guy doesn't really exist. Tony and Corey are just going to talk to a guy that's not really standing
there.
All
right, let's do this again. Ready? Say hello.
Say hello what?
To Ryan.
To Ryan? Okay. Ryan, it's great to have you on the radio. How are you doing this
morning? Oh, it's so awesome to be here. The ninja lives. I am here. Can
oh,
you hear
here.
Me now?
You can
he's
hear
got
him.
His mic. That's awesome. Corey was just going to try to be you,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, yeah. You know what's funny is that, you know, I listened to your guys' show for the first time a number of weeks ago, and you know, I liked it. So obviously I went to your Facebook page and liked it. Boy, you guys should have a video feed in here because, you know, when you listen to somebody on the radio, you have a mental image of what they look like.
Yeah.
You guys actually look better than I thought you would. So, for the record, these guys are good-looking guys.
That is awesome. Absolutely awesome. That is the opposite of the comment I expected you to make.
Oh,
so
well,
thank you
that's
very
good,
much.
Good.
We're typically told we have faces for radio.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm trying to keep it polite this morning. But, no, really, it's a delight to be here. Thanks for having me on, guys. And,
well, good. Yeah, well, it was awesome to find out that you are a premier deck builder in the Bend area.
Well, that's what we like to think, yeah.
Well, the crazy thing is we didn't actually set this interview up with you. It was somebody at our corporate office who called and said, hey, we want to talk to a really good decking contractor at Bend. And they said, all right, we'll get you Ryan LeBlanc. We're like, you got to be kidding. Is that the guy?
That is the guy.
That was so funny.
It was.
Corey and I jumped on the page, and we clicked on your page, and we're looking at about, and he's like, hey, he's a decking contractor.
I said, that's our ninja.
That's our guy.
That is.
It was funny. It was so funny. So anyways, we noticed that you were hanging out with the TimberTech rep a little while ago.
Yes.
So you know that guy.
Oh, yeah, Peter. Oh, yeah, he's a great guy. You know, I've known Peter for a number of years now. And, you know, nothing good things to say about him and his product, really. Great products. You know, I love him all the way around.
Yeah, so there's something to be said. Hold on. There's something to be said about a professional, right? A professional who does not just use products. Like, for example, Corey walks into Les Schwab, right?
Right?
And he buys Les Schwab tires and he puts them on his truck and he drives away. And then somebody says, where do you get your tires? Well, I go to Les Schwab. Who do you know over there? Nobody, really. I just go to Les Schwab. This is different, you see. This is Ryan saying, yeah, I know the rep. I know his products. We've been together. We've talked. Ryan is a contractor that has extensive knowledge about the product that he's using when he's on the job site and not just going to the store, buying some decking, throwing it up and saying, gosh, I hope that works out for you guys.
Absolutely.
Don't call me if it fails.
Absolutely.
Right? That's not what Ryan would do. So this is a contractor that gets involved with the product understands what he's working with, talks to the people that are selling it, becomes familiar, confident, and then sells it to his customer.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we honestly, what we do is we'll sit down with people at their home, and we there's so many different products out on the market, and so I want to be careful here that I'm not saying what I shouldn't be saying or should be saying, but
Hey, let it out, baby. Now, you're the contractor.
We try to find products that are going to work for clients based on what they want, the look that they want, the budget that they have, you know, and we try to take all that into consideration. Let me put it this way. We're not controlled or owned by one particular manufacturer or another as far as composite decking. We install a lot of wood, cedar,
you know,
whatever works for people is what we like to install.
So that being said, obviously you're selling people what they want. So my question to you is, what do people want right now?
Well, right now, most people, at least here in the Central Oregon area, because so many of the people moving here are here for, let's just say, an easier lifestyle, maybe the retirement lifestyle. They certainly don't like the idea of having to maintain a deck. So we're certainly leaning, probably 90 to 95% of what we're putting down is leaning towards the composite decks, generally a Trex or a TimberTech type product.
So would you say that, that if somebody's leaning that route, they're looking for a no maintenance?
Absolutely. Yeah. Hidden fasteners, you know, really nice look. We have hidden fasteners. We'll put borders around the edges to give it kind of a framed in look, you know, multiple tones. We can add lights. I mean, the whole nine yards. It's really whatever the budget allows. But as for, when you get into decking, because you're really building an outdoor room, an outdoor space, the sky's the limit as far as what can be accomplished.
Yeah.
Outdoor living is very popular right now. What is probably the biggest thing that you see in an outdoor living environment? Because we've seen them where guys are putting in barbecues and fireplaces and things like that. Is that pretty popular?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, people that live in Central Oregon, they're here for the outdoors. You know, they want to go climb that mountain or ride that trail or go fish that river. And then when they go home, they want to still be able to sit in their backyard and enjoy the outdoors, enjoy the weather, watch their kids play in the backyard. So that's what we're doing. We're providing them a space to at least the deck. We do a lot of pergolas that are overhead to keep the sun off the deck because it gets so hot here in the summer. And then, you know, budget allows, certainly we get into outdoor kitchens and fire pits and, you know, that sort of thing.
That's what I want.
Yeah. I mean, this.
Don't we all?
Yeah. So I think that it's funny you mentioned that people in Bend want to go fishing or go hunting or go riding or go do it, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Here's how real that is. Corey and I were at the Clark County Fairgrounds last weekend, and we saw the livestock barns, right?
Yep.
And we looked at the livestock barn, and it said, livestock barn, right? Now we're here in Bend, and it says, pig barn, horse barn, cow barn, 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 barn. There's so many. I mean, it's such a big part of what goes on here that they have to accommodate for that, and there's literally, you know, five livestock barns, and there's a big barn for every different animal. So
and beyond that, mountains.
And
mountains.
Then, yeah, every corner, everywhere you look, there's mountains. Yeah, it's,
yeah, don't let our secret out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Okay, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Ryan LeBlanc and decking and your weekend warriors. Stay tuned.